So getting back to your patient, did you know the Taylor X results when you made the decision on her?
I did.
So I guess my question is, if she were premenopausal and she had one positive node and an oncotype of 20, same woman, same situation, but premenopausal, what would you have done?
I'd have a different discussion with her. And in that setting, I'd really go through what we know, what we don't know, emphasize, as I would in this patient as well, that the study did not include women who had positive lymph nodes. In that setting, I would have a somewhat lower threshold for using chemotherapy, although even there, I suspect that the benefit is going to be pretty darn small. And, you know, 20 is still within the range in the node negative setting where I typically wouldn't give chemotherapy, particularly to somebody who's got a moderately differentiated, let's say, ER and PR positive cancer. And so I would talk to her. I wouldn't feel badly about giving her chemotherapy. I wouldn't feel badly about not giving her chemotherapy. If I didn't give her chemotherapy, I clearly would give her ovarian suppression.
But, you know, it's interesting as I listen to you, and I guess it's sort of obvious, but I don't know why, because other people have said the same thing to me since ASCO, but just now as you're talking about it, I realize that you're kind of applying the Taylor X numbers to node positive patients, or at least this patient with one node.
Yep, you bet.
And so, in other words, I guess what we've heard prior to this, and you were about to go into the issue of node positive, but I know from having done so many surveys on investigators that the closer you get to one node, the more they are to use it and treat them like a node negative. The closer it gets to three nodes, the less likely, and after three, they're not doing it. But it sounds like now you've taken that whole paradigm and brought Taylor X numbers in it.
I think that's pretty much true. I mean, I don't know of a single situation where results in the node negative setting don't apply in the node positive setting, particularly in patients who have a limited amount of nodal involvement. Having one positive lymph node is just a little worse prognostically than having no lymph node involvement. And the same factors that predict hormonal therapy benefit, chemotherapy benefit in node negative patients typically predict them in node positive patients. Yes, you could say that the standard at this moment in time, if you're relying on oncotype, is to only apply it to node negative patients and we would have to wait. My fear is that that may be after I'm no longer a practicing oncologist, or maybe after I'm no longer alive, since I think it's going to take quite some time to get an answer.